Hello everyone, you're listening to America Meditating Radio. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts on demand 24/7. I'm Sister Jenna, host of the syndicated America Meditating Radio. Join us as we talk one-on-one with leading experts who answer life's most compelling questions, because in a world of uncertainty, we need answers right here, right now. America Meditating Radio, a show for everyone to learn more about this amazing thing called life.
Daily life, we think too much. And because we think too much, we are not truly ourselves. Our body may be here, but our mind may be elsewhere. In the past, in the future, and therefore, when you breathe in and out, and become aware of your in-breath and out-breath, you stop the thinking, and you begin to be where your body is. Separated from each other. When you are not there, when you are not really there, you cannot see things very clearly and deeply. You miss everything. And that is the practice of mindfulness. Mindfulness means to be aware of what is going on. And we are there by breathing in and out. Is to be really there and to be available. Available to whom? Available to your beloved ones. And also to be ready to encounter life, because life can be found only in the present moment. Everything wonderful, everything refreshing, they are in the present moment. Therefore, running to the future or getting lost in the past, you miss life. And therefore, breathing in and out is to get back to the present moment where you have an appointment with life. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to America Meditating Radio. That was our brother, Thich Nhat Hanh, and that was Being Present, the present on Monique Rhodes' Heartbeat album. I love when you can take the time to join us during the day. You might be in your hustle and your bustle, but you continue to show up to what is important to you, which is a powerful mental state and a powerful presence, especially in a time that is actually encouraging us to bring the best of who we are forward. We can no longer hide behind the curtails of our own illusions or the expectations of what leadership should be for us, or even hold on to what our parents were not for us, or were too much for us, or was not there. We can't hide behind any of that because we are who we have been waiting for. And in this understanding that I am responsible for my own energy, I am responsible for the way that I walk into a room and for the presence that I create in space, I am responsible for the environment and for the relationships that I forge, but more than anything else, I'm also responsible for the way that I sustain my relationships. First, the one I have with myself. Second, the one that I have with the divine. Third, the one that I have with others. Fourth, with the environment, the elements, nature. Stay tuned, don't touch that dial. We're going to be having a heart-to-heart with David Sandercott, and I'm sure you're going to love him because I already do. Here's a few announcements, so don't touch that dial. We'll be back in about just maybe a minute. In a time of great change, California can light the path to a brighter future. We're in a land of out-of-the-box thinking, startups, and unprecedented ideas. It's time for a shift. Discover solutions. Let's create a world together at the California Vision 2020 conference held at the Sheraton Grand Hotel in Sacramento, California. September 20th to 22nd. Registrations are now being accepted. Go to californiavision2020.com and let's illuminate our path to a better future. JetSmarter.com. I hope you get it. Are you ready to travel smart? Imagine, no more TSA, no more long lines, no more waiting and shoving and being pat down or even getting seated in the middle. You too can begin to enjoy a royal and peace-filled way of travel with folks on the move doing good in our world. America Meditating Radio is pleased to partner with JetSmarter as we take traveling to a whole new level. All you have to do is call 888-VIP-JET and tell them Sister Jen is set to call you and use the code AMJET for specials. Join me on JetSmarter.com today and let's make 2018 great. Hey everyone, welcome back. That was Band of Light in Kauai. Love being here. You're tuning into America Meditating Radio. I'm so pleased to welcome our next guest. At 5'3", David Sandercott set a goal of being the shortest high fashion model ever. Isn't that amazing? He also decided that he was going to meditate to get there, and he made it in 3 years. In 2001, David was the shortest male model ever to appear in Vogue magazine, photographed by Helmut Newton, 6 pages alongside supermodel Kate Dillon. Now, David has also appeared in several national commercials, movies, and TV shows, and David Sandercott is a coach and a speaker and the author of 21-Day Meditation Journey, Connect with Spirit Every Day in a New Way. He trained at the Self-Awareness Institute directly with Sai Guruji for 11 years and spent the last 2 years as head of coaching. He has dozens of students all over the world and is the meditation coach for Zihar University. Today we want to welcome David Sandercott to the air. Hi, David. Sorry for blundering the intro so much today.
It was perfect, Sister Jenna. Thank you. You pronounced my name right. That happens so rarely, so thank you.
Awesome. So you've been meditating for 20 years. What inspired you to get on the path of introspection?
Well, it was the book. I was the book Think and Grow. Well, let me start at the beginning. I had a really good friend of mine in college that he looked at me in disgust one day and said, fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, Dave. And I couldn't disagree with him. And so I got sober. I got back in shape. And I realized I wasn't stupid. And I said, well, there's got to be a book out there on how to be successful. And I was led to the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And after reading it for the first time, you know, what I took from it was that I have to believe in myself. I have to have faith. I have to make a firm decision on what I want, and I can do anything, so just decide, and that you have to meditate to get there. And being the shortest high fashion model, it just seemed like a lot of fun to me. I really like to work out, and I figured it would keep me in great shape. You know, I really wanted to be an athlete, but at 5'3", 135 pounds, that was hard, but I could do bodybuilding. And so I started meditating, and then that first year, you know, I started meditating with 5 minutes a day, Sister Jenna, and I mean, I fell asleep for 2 hours the first time I attempted to meditate, you know.
That
I woke
means
up
it
like
worked.
A, yeah,
that means
right.
It worked.
That's right. And so in my 25th year of life, I moved to Los Angeles. I made the commitment to meditate 1 hour every day. I was celibate during the time. And it was a very profound year, and all kinds of amazing things started happening. You know, I was able to meditate an agent within 30 days. I was able to become a member of the Screen Actors Guild within 90 days. You know, these were all written goals that I visualized after I was done meditating every day. And then, you know, within the about a year and a half of being in L.A., I got the call to be auditioned for a Vogue, you know, editorial spread. And, like, that was it. I knew when I got the call that I was going to book it. And so I had, like, a month to get in great shape for it. And it was one of the most popular issues ever of Vogue magazine. I mean, I got so much publicity from that. It was just a really great experience. And I really owe it all to meditation and sort of how meditation helps you master your mindset. It masters your mind so you can think and put your focus on what you want to attract.
Do you remember the way that you felt in terms of thoughts inside when, you know, something very powerful when a scene emerges in front of you that is bigger than what you might have intended, or it actually matches the dream that you had in actually living it. So do you remember what those thoughts and feelings were that really made you feel like, wow, this is incredible?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, at the most profound states, it was just pure bliss with tears dripping down my eyes. You know, it was, you know, you could say my first guru was Dave Matthews. I don't know, that might seem funny to people, but his music took me into these states of just bliss coming down my eyes, you know, tears coming down my eyes in bliss. And it wasn't necessarily a clear picture per se, but it was a clear direction. And knowing that I was heading in that direction, knowing that I was achieving those goals, it was a feeling, overwhelming feeling of gratitude would be the best way to put it, I think.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, and it was really about those feelings more than anything that was what led me or what helped, you know, manifest or create the, those scenes, I believe.
Right. Now, you've said that something happened to you in 2010 that forever changed your life, that made you really start the journey. Was it what was said to you in college that it really hit you, or was there something else that impacted you seriously that just switched the way that you were interpreting your journey?
Yeah, there was something else that happened. I mean, even after all those great experiences that I just showed with you with meditation and making my life about spirit and everything, sometimes, the, you know, the human condition is we stop doing what works after we see that it works. And so let me just start in 2009 that I broke my foot in five places, and I gained another 40 pounds, and I fell asleep. I, like, couldn't meditate because I couldn't sit, and I still, like, laid down in the bathtub, but it just wasn't the same. I literally fell asleep. I don't know how else to put it. By the end of 2010, I was literally in the fetal position for 3 weeks with the dominating thoughts of my mind being suicide, how to kill myself and killing myself and seeing the picture, it was the morbid picture of my, you know, dead and bloated body. It was, I'm not saying that for a shock effect, but just to let you know where I was. I mean, I was at the worst, darkest place of my life, you know, rock bottom, you could say. And so it was in January of then 2011. So it was that awful depression. You know, it was rather die or choose God. I don't know if that makes sense, but you know,
yes,
that's
it does.
Kind of
it does, yeah.
Yeah. And I opened an email from my spiritual teacher, and because again I had fallen asleep, I'd never stopped meditating or disconnecting with him except for that year of my life in 2010. And it's like I forgot. I don't know how else to say it. So I opened up an email from him. He had a bunch of new stuff, new books, and he had a home study course that was $20 a month. And, I mean, I literally had to put it on a credit card, you know. And so I started meditating 2 hours a day. That was the goal. I wanted to be a teacher, and I knew that to be a teacher you had to meditate for 2 years for 2 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And so I started, and I haven't stopped since. And I got on my knees. This is the most significant part, is I got on my knees and I gave my life to God. I gave up the pursuit of worldly desires, of materialism, of worldliness, and all I wanted to do was feel that love and peace that I felt in my heart when I was connected, when I was meditating. You know, that's how I was going to judge my success and happiness from this point forward, not on material possessions. Because living in Los Angeles, no matter how well I did, somebody always had more. You know, I always thought I needed to get the Mercedes or whatever, this or that, or this house, this better house, and it did not serve me. And so when I got on my knees and I surrendered my life to God, everything changed in that moment. I mean, I went from depressed on the couch to, you know, quickly picking myself back up, and I was guided and led to massage school, which led to healing and working with people, which led me to being a meditation teacher and a spiritual coach.
Right, right, good. Sometimes you'll never know that some of our most challenging moments were actually the catalyst to push us in a direction that we were missing. And I've seen that over and over again in all of our lives, and I think it's powerful. Well, I want to talk about your book, Your 21-Day Meditation Journey, Connect with Spirit Every Day in a New Way. Sometimes it takes a lot of attention and courage to create or to capture new feelings, new ideas, new frequencies emerging in our personality to really have deeper self-realizations, right? So in the book, in what way were you able to articulate to your readers that this is maybe a technique that you can use to create something new in your spirit every day?
That's a great question, and I cannot be 100% sure other than relating my story to them and relating to them that, you know, it happened more than once in my life that my darkest and deepest dark nights of the soul were the catalyst and inspiration for, you know, for so much more in my life. You know, the real – motivation behind writing the book was that when I was learning, when I was first started meditating, well, first of all, I didn't know there was a meditation teacher or a book you could read about meditation. And then people would occasionally tell me that they're reading a book on meditation. And it just didn't compute to me because why don't you just meditate? And
right.
So the book that I wrote is kind of a mini course. It comes with 21 guided meditations. It comes with 21 days of sort of different subject matter, different techniques of meditation, journaling questions, different exercises to do. And the written portion of the book is really there just hope to inspire people that if I did it, you can do it.
Got it. So what was your favorite part in the book?
I think my favorite part of the book was honestly recording the meditations and as well as finishing the book, because I have to tell you that it was a heck of a process. I mean, it's actually coming out June 1st and in the Kindle form, and then, you know, it's launching throughout the month of June. And it was a real process writing the book. I honestly graduated high school in the bottom 10% of my class, and I got kicked out of community college eventually. I mean, that's how poor of a student I was in my grades. And so taking on this book was colossal for me. I wish I could give you a better answer of my actual favorite part of the book, but I really think it was recording the meditations, just the thought that that this is going to reach people and possibly inspire them to meditate every day for 21 days.
So how about, would you like to conduct a meditation for our listeners for even just maybe 2 minutes?
Oh, sure. 2 minutes. 2 minutes is a little bit tougher, but yeah, let's do that. So everybody, let's just take a moment to close your eyes and maybe settle into your chair, wiggle around a little bit. Let's just take a deep breath in. Squeeze your fingers and toes. Almost tense up your body and just release and let it all go. Just take a moment to imagine that you're dipping into a warm, bubbling jacuzzi or your favorite hot mineral spring. And as you submerge yourself into the warm, bubbling water, you're effortlessly relaxed. And now we'll bring all our attention to the point between our eyebrows or our third eye. If it's comfortable, you can lift your gaze. And this is our homing beacon. A lot of people seem to teach that meditation is about trying to quiet your mind, but it's impossible to use mental effort to stop mental effort. So instead, just redirect your energy to this point between the eyebrows, and it will create a natural relaxation response in your body. And we can also use this point almost as a point to imagine that we're plugging into the divine, that we're tuning into the divine nature of our own being. There is something causing life within you. And how could you be anything else other than that? You are the life force itself. You are that which is causing your heart to beat. And that innate life force has been leading and guiding you your entire life. It has guided you here to hear these words, and it's guiding me now to speak them. So tune in and connect. The more connected you are, the more conscious you are of your consciousness, the happier you will feel, the easier your life will flow, and the more that peace and prosperity will be a natural part of your life. But it's when we go unconscious that we make mistakes, do things we regret. Only unconscious people harm other people. Only unconscious people pollute and pillage the earth for profit and greed. The answers to all our individual problems as well as the problems of humanity are not a political policy, but an evolution of consciousness. Conscious people are kind, conscientious, generous, loving, caring, and do good work in the world. So take a deep breath in and know that just by simply reflecting and asking yourself how conscious you are of your consciousness, you will become more conscious. Let's just take 10 seconds to realign all our attention at the point between our eyebrows and hold just 10 seconds of silence, sending peace, love, and light to the world. Thank you for letting me share. I love you.
That was absolutely beautiful and extremely timely and well needed. David, please leave us with a website in which our listeners can get a hold of you and get a copy of your book.
Sure. I'd love to talk to you if you're interested, and you can schedule a coffee call with me for free if you'd like. It's schedulewithdavid.com. And if you'd like to order the book, it'll be at my name, which is davidsandercott.com. I'm not going to spell it for you, but you can find it, and you can also find it at schedulewithdavid.com.
David, you're a delight and a treat, and we thank you so much for joining us on the air today.
It was a real honor and pleasure, Sister Jenna. Thank you for having me.
Many blessings. Keep in touch.
Will do. Make it a great
Take
day.
Take care. So you can be all stacked up against you, but if you believe in yourself enough, something can give. And really, I believe in David's technique, the meditation, the thoughtfulness, the processing, the surrendering, the letting go. It all manifested what he never even thought would have happened, and even more. Well, remember, no one here and no one there and no one anywhere in your life will have the courage to take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we are here, everyone, to love each other the same. So let's do that. Here's E Pluribus Unum from my Inclusion Revolution Together with Love album. Take care, everyone. E Pluribus Unum is not meant to suggest that power should be consolidated into a single individual, but rather that power is innately possessed by every individual, which makes up a single collective. In this meditation, I gently allow my thoughts to become aware that each and every thought is a part of a collective community inside myself. When I choose to nurture thoughts of peace and abundance, I generate safety around me and for others to experience. I'm a part of a collective, and what I think, feel, and do creates a community inside myself and outside of myself. I, the living soul, am a citizen. And through my life, I amplify unity, values, love, and togetherness. I use these pure thoughts to govern my life and to share pure feelings with everyone around me. I am not here to be ruled by any waste thoughts or by anyone. Rather, I'm here to rule my life with virtues and respect. I am one out of many, and together, I, you, us, make up a world of kindness and abundance. Let me sit in this pure meaning of E Pluribus Unum.